Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got caught by this AI. You know, the AI is everywhere now. I was telling you, my wife shows me this stuff. I'm like, that's not real. You got some woman bear hugging a crocodile, whatever it may be.
Oh, you know, real fast, you know what I saw yesterday?
You know what I saw yesterday, speaking of the AI? Yeah. I saw an alligator actually delivering a little baby by its diaper to the door of the home that the baby wandered away from.
Right, okay, right. And then that's something my wife will show me and be like, you believe this in Florida?
I kind of did. I'm like, it looked real.
Yeah, well, that's how I got nabbed. There was one on the subway where multiple people were on New York City subway, and it was just flooded with rats.
Hey.
Dude, flooded with rats. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then people were saying it's AI. But
I mean, that's believable.
No, that one, it was AI because they were pointing out some of the things in the video. But, yeah, I mean, this AI stuff is wild now.
It's actually dangerous. I mean, it's really...
I doubt everything. Even sports talk stuff. Like, I'll see somebody in my hand that he didn't say that.
The Muji stuff is real, right?
I think so.
All right, good. Me too.
I mean, who knows what to believe anymore with that. We'll have a little three random questions coming up at 1140, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls here. Matt is in Austining. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First thing is, I'm not a Glenn fan, so obviously that's a conversation for next year. Looks like he'll be here. I'm good with the trade, but like you guys touched on, that's only half the job.
What do we got going on there, Matt? What are you doing now?
Running? Hiking?
I'm on the trail. Well, I'm walking.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Getting no steps in.
Staying
we respect
healthy.
It. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so you're not a Glenn fan. Go ahead.
Not a Glenn fan. I mean, I just don't like his – really, I don't like his post-game demeanor. But that being said, I'm good with the trades. Let's just see what they do. And you guys touched on it, right? That's only 50% of the job. Is being getting stockpiling the picks.
Yep.
Now they got to go out and do something.
Yeah, we know that.
And hopefully, right, and that's what I'm saying. You touched on it. Hopefully next year, by week four, I'm not scheduling tee times on Sunday like I normally do.
And I don't know. Fall golf is pretty fun.
Yeah, well, if you have something to watch.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, it makes up for it. But the other thing is I don't think they're going to do anything going forward with Fields.
Well, no, I don't think anybody really disagrees with that. Thanks for the call, Matt. Have a good workout. And I appreciate you listening to BT and Sal while you get those calories down.
Dove took issue with that. Dove, you have an issue with him calling from the treadmill?
What?
Well, it sounds like bad. If you're listening on the radio, it's hard to hear.
We heard him.
Yes, you did. But you see Sal? He's got his hands over his ears trying to hear it over the steps.
Okay.
I appreciate him listening. Appreciate him calling, all that. However... If he's on the air, sound good.
Well, I mean, you're on the air and you don't sound good.
Well, that's fine behind the scenes.
All right.
That was too easy, Dove. I'm messing. Yeah. Now, let's be fair to the guy. Maybe he called. And let's face it. I mean, you know, it's not easy to get on the BT and Sal show. People want to talk to us.
I'm maximizing your time. I have no issue with that.
Yeah, well, maybe he called up and maybe he wasn't on the treadmill by the time we got around based on the call bank. And when he called, maybe he's like, all right, I've been waiting for 46 minutes and I've got a meeting or I've got a Zoom or I've got this with the kids. And this was his window to get the workout in. His intention wasn't to sound not good on the radio.
Multitasking.
Just got busy.
Multitasking. I respect it. I have no issue with that. Dove's so harsh on the callers all the time. All right. So anyway, his point is, look, I can understand you not being a fan of Glenn, and I would just be patient with the Justin Fields thing. Justin Fields is a quarterback for now, a stopgap quarterback while they build this thing out. It's year one. Think about what the Giants just did. See, and that's why where people don't want to give Woody Johnson credit. Do you think Mara had his hand in the decision to retain Daniel Jones?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I definitely do.
Me too. Yes. And that was a problem. We said it at the time. A new regime should come in and they should say, I don't want anything that was here from the leftover regime. Like, you shouldn't be hiring me to maximize Daniel Jones. And I think that that was part of the process with Brian Daboll. And it failed multiple ways. They had some success. That led to extending Jones. Like, it was just too much meddling, whether it's from the owner, the prior regime's players. And it leads to a disaster. And you never had a clean start from Shane and Daboll until year four. And by then, it's obviously too late. Whereas with the Jets, in year one, who cares who the quarterback is? You try to go out there and be competitive, but you're really trying to rebuild the infrastructure of this franchise that has sucked for 15 years.
That's the key, you know, and to do that, you've got to be bold, and you've got to be forward thinking, and you've got to be receptive to doing something that is going to get criticized by some, and not by me. I love it, as you guys know. Here's the other thing, though. Now the Jets don't have to do anything that they don't want to do. Well, what do you mean by that? It's very simple. Because now they're going to control these draft boards for the next couple of years, they don't have to reach on a player that they like rather than loving. And I think that that's where they've gotten into a lot of trouble over the years. And if you go back to what we were talking about before, if you missed it, free Odyssey app, anything about the show, obviously any day, is the key to drafting is to at least put yourself in a position where you're mitigating risk. You've got to identify who you like, and then you've got to increase the odds of having access to the players that you do like. And right now, the Jets have that with the abundance of first and second round picks.
Ronald is in Inwood. What's up, Ronald? What's on your mind today?
What's on my mind today is that Sidney is single now for Huff. Yup, because this incident happened on TMZ where she had an argument with her boyfriend. And she said something about, oh, you don't know what I'm thinking, something of that matter. And I heard that Huff got on the show and you guys got on the newspaper because of Huff, because y'all did that interview with Sweeney.
We were in the newspaper? Now, I didn't see that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I think he wasn't on that day, but yeah.
You're talking about the interview, and thank you for the call, Ronald. We appreciate the insight.
A lot of me on that, by the way.
Look who's wide awake all of a sudden.
Yeah, no wonder why you moved to the top of the board right there. So last week, time? Actually, we might have had her on.
A week ago.
Sydney Sweeney was on the show. Since then, she's been getting attention everywhere. Not, it has nothing to do with the show, but just like...
yeah, don't because of us.
No, she's on her PR tour for the new movie.
Yeah.
But she was the next day. She was on the pregame show for the World Series. She was at the World Series and Ohtani thing. And I have been now paying more attention to her.
Me too.
And reading more about her. And I guess she was in this... Scooter Braun, is that who she was dating?
Yeah.
And something was going on with that. So I didn't know that she was single now. But why is she single for Huff? Huff is married.
I don't know.
He's taken.
Although Huff, I think he's free this weekend, right? Huff, another Disney trip coming up?
I have very much a happily married man, but yep. I'm always open to the idea.
But, that's going to get you in trouble, my friend.
Dude, be careful.
Even I wouldn't cross that line.
I think, yeah. I mean, Sal's wife listens sometimes, and she's cool with it. And the same with me. I think Nicole, if you say that, man, she's...
Well, I would clearly ask her permission. You. Like, don't we have, like,
a hall pass?
Don't we have hall passes? Or no?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
But if I did, I personally would not be burning it on Sidney Sweeney.
Me too.
You kind of alluded to that. Yeah, I'm not trying to disparage Sidney Sweeney in any way, shape, or form. I mean, she's obviously got a lot that she brings to the table.
She does.
We know what we're talking about.
Hold on a second, real quick.
Yeah.
You're telling me you can't adjust the hall pass as needed? Like, you say you
If you get a hall pass, not multiple.
It,
like,
it
multiple.
Depends
you
on the arrangement.
You get one hall pass.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Sidney Sweeney lands in your lap. You're telling me you're not going to be like, you know what, let me change and update my hall pass.
It depends on the marriage. I mean, my hall pass is Jennifer Aniston.
Mm.
So, you know, although,
I've got
I might
too
have
many
to update that at some point here. But if Jennifer Aniston comes my way, then I think I'm good. Because I identified years ago, I mean, in like 2008,
does hall pass mean like
means you do whatever you want.
No, no, no. But I mean, is it just like a one-off, or are we talking like, you know, dating? You know?
Well, not dating, dude. To me, it's a one-off.
I don't have time to date.
See, but I like that. Like, I'd like to have the whole pass, but then I'd like to cuddle and watch a movie.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Netflix and chill?
Yeah. I like the Netflix and
you can't bait and switch.
For Jessica Alba. I mean, I don't want to just have it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to update the whole pass. I'm going to be saying with Jennifer Aniston, 71, she's going to be the whole pass. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to have to update this.
I will say, I mean, obviously there's a lot of appeal to Sydney Sweeney. As we said to her, like, she's one of the most desirable women in the world right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying if I had a whole pass, she wouldn't be on it.
Who is it?
Well, Alba would be.
Oh, definitely Alba.
Well, I mean, Halle Berry. I mean, there's a couple others that.
Halle today? You got to ask the question. Halle today?
Yeah.
Or Flintstones Halle Berry.
No, I'm going like realistic right now. Oh. Marissa Tomei. I mean,
today, Marissa Tomei?
Absolutely.
I mean, beautiful,
dude.
But that's the whole pass?
No, I told you Alba. How many more you want to give you off the top of my head?
I just want to hear the list. Yeah. I want to hear the depth chart. It's got to be more than quarterback one.
Yeah.
Got to have QB two and QB three.
Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, I got a lot. I'm locked and loaded here. I got a lot of
53 woman roster for Sal.
This is Sal previously to the previous regime with the Jets. It's just Zach Wilson the whole way. Never going to change.
What do you mean, with Jessica Alba?
Yeah, just
Knock Alba, especially been following our Instagram. Like, it's a new thing every day. And then she gives these positive life quotes. Like,
yeah, she does come across as very, I mean, she's beautiful, but I love her as well. Yeah. Very friendly. You turned me onto her Instagram. I was on it the other day next to you for about the entire commercial break. I'm
what I'm saying. So, like,
still looking good.
I don't want just a whole pass. Like, maybe Sydney Sweeney, in fact, would be a better whole pass. Like, you know, you do what you need to do for a day, and then
you
move on.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's be honest with ourselves here. I say this. All right. So part of the consideration is you still got to be able to handle it. So do you go for the older woman who, you know, you can handle, or
I don't know,
the younger woman who, let's face it, we're not kids anymore.
Mm. Well, I don't know if I can handle either, honestly.
I think at this point in our careers, quote unquote, we can handle anything now.
Yeah. Right? I think I can.
Yeah, Hoff, you're not even going to handle your wife when you get home and explain the segment to her. You're going to be in big trouble.
Well, we're going to delete this from the record somehow.
Yeah, okay.
Dove, help.
When'd she leave for Disney?
Saturday morning.
All the kids gone? Just you?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
That's not
going to be great.
Would she be your whole pass, Sydney Sweeney?
If she fell into my lap, yes, that day.
That's not the question.
Not fall into your lap. Like, obviously,
I think it needs to be an open-ended whole pass. I don't think I can just focus on it. I don't think I can just do one.
Right, but if you do one, that's it. It's gone. That's the idea of the whole pass.
I would use it up. The likelihood of Sydney Sweeney falling into my lap would be highly unlikely. So if it did happen, yes, I would use it up.
It does tie into sports. Like, you don't get to pick two franchise quarterbacks.
You get one draft pick there.
That's it.
Is it Sydney Sweeney or somebody else?
Wait, hold a second, though.
Like, I'm going with Alba, and I feel comfortable about that decision.
As you should.
That's
an Andrew Luck right there. That's a quarterback.
Andrew
hopefully,
Luck.
Andrew Luck. Healthy.
Maybe Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
Gotcha.
Like, come on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, though. What if your draft pick doesn't enter the draft that year, and you got to go somewhere else?
If you get the draft pick, and she demands a trade to a different team?
Well, then maybe it's better to trade her then.
Ruscota.
Get some assets.
Brian Ruscota just chimed in. His whole pass, any random cheerleader from the SEC.
Now, that's an interesting Instagram account to follow. When they show up at the sorority house day one and they just do these coordinated dances. Get us to break.
Before we get fired.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.